Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 22nd, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at how Tesla handled their first day on the S&P 500, as well as a new strain of COVID-19 that makes the virus more transmissible. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get started this morning, a new strain of COVID-19 was identified in the United Kingdom over the weekend, with officials there saying the mutation makes the virus 70% more transmissible. Now, although this may be concerning, the World Health Organization did note that the virus is mutating at a much slower rate than the flu. The WHO also noted that, quote, even though we've seen a number of changes and a number of mutations, none has made a significant impact on either the susceptibility of the virus to any of the currently used therapeutics, drugs, or the vaccines under development. A former commissioner of the FDA, Dr. Peggy Hamburg, was interviewed by CNBC last night and said this about the vaccine's effectiveness on the new strain.
It does seem that we're hearing reports that this same strain is found in other parts of the world. It's likely here as well. It's a powerful reminder to us that this is a formidable foe, this virus. We need to keep monitoring it and tracking it, and we need to be prepared for these kinds of new findings. But it's encouraging. It certainly does seem as though the vaccines that have just been authorized for use will remain highly protective against this viral strain.
As for our second story this morning, President-elect Joe Biden was vaccinated live yesterday in hopes to encourage Americans to get vaccinated when possible. Mr. Biden shared some thoughts and hopes after getting the vaccine, and this is what he had to say.
The administration deserves some credit getting this off the ground with Operation Warp Speed. I also think that it's worth saying that this is great hope. I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine. But the important thing is that it's worth stating that, this is just the beginning. It's one thing to have the vaccine show up at a hospital. It's another thing to get the vaccine from that vial into a needle, into an arm. And there's millions of people out there that are going to need this, frontline workers first.
And for our third story this morning, the exercising equipment company Peloton announced yesterday that it would be acquiring the exercise equipment manufacturer Precor. The acquisition is valued at $420 million and is expected to be finalized sometime early next year. As part of the deal, Peloton will be acquiring Precor's factories in Woodinville, Washington and Whitsett, North Carolina, which gives Peloton an additional 625,000 square feet of new manufacturing space. President of Peloton, William Lynch, said in a statement about the deal that by combining their teams, they, quote, believe we will be able to lead the global connected fitness market in both innovation and scale. After the deal was announced, Peloton's stock jumped by nearly 6% in after-hours trading, and for the year as a whole, their stocks have skyrocketed by 403%, bringing the company's market cap up to more than $42 billion. As for our next story this morning, Tesla's shares dropped by 6% on its first day on the S&P 500 yesterday, following the drop faced by the broader indexes that was caused by the new COVID-19 variant and some disappointment from the latest stimulus bill. Although its drop may be disappointing, some analysts had already expected it. For example, Lindsay Bell, the chief investment strategist for Ally Invest, explained that there have been similar drops from other high-profile S&P 500 companies before, like Facebook in 2013 and Yahoo in 1999. In fact, last week she wrote, quote, Tesla's post-announcement pop may be followed by a post-inclusion drop. In fact, it's typical for stocks to trail the rest of the market after they're added to the index. And for our fifth and final story this morning, Elon Musk was tweeting some banter about cryptocurrencies over the weekend, calling out Bitcoin, and tweeting about the Dogecoin. Now, for a little bit of context, the Dogecoin is based on the internet meme dog, a Japanese Shiba Inu called Doge. The Dogecoin was started just as a joke in 2014, but now has a market valuation of $570 million. So back to the tweets. Early morning on Sunday, Elon Musk tweeted, quote, one word, Dogecoin. And after posting this, the coin's value skyrocketed by 20%, putting the coin on the trending page of Twitter. Now, while this is a rather unique reason for the cryptocurrency to spike, it's actually happened before. As back in July, Mr. Musk tweeted about the coin, which at the time made the coin's value jump 14%. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.